witch. And what does a witch do? What does she do? When any person gets, he or she gets haunted by a ghost, what happens? You may feed that person as much amount of food you want, but that person stays unhealthy, skinny. And people wonder, oh, he can finish drums and drums of food stuff, but he's not getting any help. What happens? Instead of he's eating that food, that ghost, he eats all that food. But nobody can diagnose that. Similarly, this desire which is sitting in our heart, the desire of pratiksha for name and fame, it eats away all the fruit of chanting, remembering, engaging in the flames of devotional service. But we don't even notice it. Years and years pass by following the process and we don't realize anything. Why? Because we don't really eat. The goose, the fish which is sitting in our heart is eating. So Mahaprabhu is forbidding that a devotee should be very careful. And on the contrary, what else he should be doing? He should be ready to give honor to everyone, appropriate honor to everyone. If he doesn't do that, then what will happen? His heart will never become peaceful. So these two things are very important. And what more he should do? Manase, through mind, always, constantly, 24 hours, while he's waking, in his sleep, in his dreams, he should simply think about Krishna, about Krishna, always about serving Krishna. And through his internal form, through his spiritual internal form, what he should do? Radha Krishna Seva, serving the divine couple in Vrindavan. So these are the instructions which Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath Das Goswami, appearing to be just four lines, but they contain all the essence of service for Raghunath. And later, Sri Sarup Damodar, he very nicely explained all these things to Raghunath Das. He continues to stay in Jagannath Puri for 16 years. And later in that time, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also gave him Govardhan Kila and Gunjamala, which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself used to worship. How? He considered Govardhan Kila like Brijendranandan Shyamsundar himself. Non-different from Krishna, exactly Krishna himself. Sometimes Mahaprabhu would keep that Govardhan Kila on his eyes, sometimes on his heart when he used to feel the pangs of separation from him. So that Kila he gave to Raghunath Das Goswami and gave the Gunjamala. Upon receiving this wonderful gift from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das Goswami was feeling so much ecstasy that how Mahaprabhu is so merciful to him that he has given him his worshipful Lord, who? Krishna himself. And by giving Gunjamala, what he has done? He has actually given him Srimati Radhika, or has given him the service of Srimati Radhika. So Raghunath Das Goswami was now completely overwhelmed with the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he was serving Govardhan Kila and Gunjamala.
Very good. After that, what became? Happy days went on. Mahaprabhu's purpose was soft. Advaitacharya sent him a poem that you are all are now fulfilled. You should come back to Golok Vrindavan. So Mahaprabhu anyhow always observed in Gambhira, always beating Krishna, Krishna like with Sarup Damodar. After some time, he left this world. All the associates began to wait, and whole Jagannath Puri became like a desert. Gradually Sarup Damodar Rai Ramanun. Gadadhar Pandit went. They passed away. After that, Raghunath was there, but he wanted to die in separation mode. Where is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Where is Sarup Damodar Rai Ramanand? Always weeping. He wanted to die, but how he can die? So he left Jagannath Puri and came to Vrindavan. He wanted to climb up on the Govardhan and to fall down and to be there. Or he should jump in Jamuna. But Jamuna, no river, dry. And in the meantime, Rup Sanatan met him and consoled him. I also wanted to die, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, die will not do. It will not give you love and affection for us. So please follow us, be in Radha Kund and all this. And he became Krishna. After some time, what became? Rup Goswami also, Sanatan Goswami. Oh, they went to their Lord Radha Krishna and Mahaprabhu, Nisvet Dina and Guru. Then he was so much upset. And he began to chant a slok like that. Yeah. Dayate Sunyayate Mahagosham Gridam Ajgarayate Vyagrasundayate Sundam. Oh, in separation of Sri Rupa Goswami, fire I will be. No shelter at all. I left all these shelters and I was taking in the Lord's center, the shelter of Rupa. And Sanatana they have also wild people. Now I took shelter in the Govardhan, but now he is like. And ghost means braja. What? Life? And Giriraj life? Perfect. Radha Kunda? What should I do? And reminding his pastimes of Radha Ashtakadi Lila, she saw Rati Manjari. And the service of Rati Manjari, remembering, thanking, Olo Raghunath Das Goswami, he wants to be a pure devotee. You should always remember the instructions of Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami and his life and service. Love and affection. Also today, to the birthday of Vishwanath Chakravarti. But only who was Raghunandan? Who was one of the associates of Sri Krishna? All in cross of love. And he was teacher of Sangeet Krishna. Always living with him. So, when he was dancing once, his ankle bell and it went 6 miles away from there, and there became a very big storm. It's still in his birthplace. We went there and we saw this lady there. Always with Mahaprabhu. He had some connection with Mukunda and Mukunda Ghosh, Basi Ghosh, all there. Always living there. He has a tree, Kadamba tree. Only two flowers used to be there daily. And he used to take and to start his party. And also, once he was serving Sanjugal or Mahaprabhu, Sanjugal Pai. And so many coconut fruits were brought. One of the servants brought. And he kept on wash and kept in the door. Oh, he came to him. The dust here coming, and secondly, all are coming, and the food dust are coming. So, you should throw it. He was so pure. So, anything pure can be given to Krishna. Even if he will offer anything, if your heart is not pure, he will not say. Krishna will never say. So, Raghunandan, what? Raghunandan is your father, or you are son of Raghunandan, that same person. To whom? Mukunda. Mukunda was son of Raghunandan. But Mahaprabhu asked Raghunandan, you are son of Mukunda or Mukunda is your son? He told that I am son of Mukunda. Oh, Mukunda was father. He told that I am son of my son. Why? Because he brought me. So those who bring to Krishna, he is really alive. So there are some. Now this one actually, and very brief, you see. prosperity. Money comes in. So it's 5 minutes, not more than. And dance should be ready. Drama. They should be ready. In a moment I will tell them to go. Very interesting. That's very high class of speaking for him.
Today's disappearance day of Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur have ordered me to discuss something about his teachings. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, for Sadhakas, he composed so many books like Bindu, Bhakti Samit Sindhu Bindu, Ujjal Nilmani Kiran, and Bhagavata Amrit Kana.
When he made it,
before coming in Vrindavan,
when he was a student in his school of his Gurudev,
yes,
his father and Gurudev were friends.
And Raghupatma Chandrika, Madhuri Akadandini, and so many commentary like commentary of Srimad Bhagavatam, commentary of Bhagavad Gita, commentary of Bhakti Samit Sindhu, commentary of Ujjal Nilmani, commentary of Chaitanya Charitamritam.
So, Amrita Lahari,
so many prayers for Sri Krishna, Srimati Radhika, and Mahasri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and their associates.
Also, he is the manifestation of Rupa Goswami, Parthiya Badi.
Oh, so
he was manifestation of Sri Rupa Goswami Pad and established Paramour Mood. So, at that time, so many Vaishnavas, they became furious. Oh, Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has told about Sakya Vad, but Chakravarti Thakur is going against of Jiva Goswami Pad and seeking Parathiya Vad or Taramar Mug. Oh, we have to kill him. Na Rahega Bas, Na Bajegi Basuri. If we kill him, then he could not preach anymore Parathiya Vad or Taramar Mug. But Srila Jiva Goswami Pad has told in his writing, Shikshya Lishitang Kinshit, Kinshit Lishitang Parekshya. I am writing something for my own mood, and something I am writing for others who are unqualified to understand this paramour mood. The Vaishnavas who could not understand the Jiva Goswami's mood, they thought that Chakravarti Thakur is quite opposite of Jiva Goswami, so we have to kill him. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, being in Vrindavan, used to do parikrama of Vrindavan dham every day, about 5 crores. So one day he was doing parikrama, that Vaishnavas hide themselves inside a grove with some eggs and sticks. When he will pass through in this grove, we shall kill him, then none can understand. So in this Vrindavan, he was doing parikrama, and he entered that, see that grove was passing. The meantime, they became ready to kill Chakravarti Thakur. And they saw one teenage girl and asked, "Lali, have you seen Chakravarti Thakur?" The teenage girl mildly replied, "Oh," and told, "What is your identification? Who are you?" She told, "Oh, I am from Jabot. My family has sent to me to collect some flowers, so I came here." And she passed through a little bit and smilingly disappeared. After that, they saw again Chakravarti Thakur. Then they understood that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is not an ordinary person. So then they came to him and full flat on his lotus feet and asked for forgiveness and took initiation from Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur and told, "Please excuse me." Then Chakravarti Thakur, he was not stopped by them, and he preached Parathiya Mood freely, no obstacle at all. So for Sadhakas, he wrote Madhurya Kadambini. In Madhurya Kadambini, he gave us some highlights how we can advance in Krishna consciousness. When he took first initiation from Gurudev, Gurudev told, "You will chant 16 rounds a day to respect Vaishnavas and do arati, etc., etc." Then he became very enthusiastic. "Oh, now today I became Vaishnav." And he completed his round at first. After that, going to sleep or for prasad. family member or mother or any is calling, Prabhu, please come. Oh, my dear son, please come and take prasad. No, no, I have to finish my rounds. Unless until I will not finish my rounds, I am not able to take prasad. And so they became very enthusiastic. Just like our Guru Bhargava has given an example. When you send your small boy to school, and you have given one book, a red book like A for apple, B for bat, C for cat, D for deer, he went to school. And he learned 4 or 5 alphabets, and teacher patted him, oh, you are very good boy, extremely intelligent. When he came back his house, oh, became very happy. Oh, I am very good boy. And next day when he went to school, he could not answer properly. Then teacher, who is this here? Coming back, look like very doomed. Mother is calling, oh my dear son, what happened? And next third day doesn't like to go to school. Similarly, when he took initiation, then he became very enthusiastic. It is called Utsaha Mohi. After some days, he could not complete our rounds, headache charm, and could not understand some philosophy. Then it became Ghanatarala, sometimes thick and sometimes thin. Sometimes so much enthusiastic, sometimes nothing, a little bit. So Ghanatarala. And after that, next is called Buddha Vikalpa, means indecision. What shall I do? Today is the appearance day of Raghunath Das Goswami. We have heard so many things. Being in household life, our love and affection is divided in so many places. Better, I shall take renounce order. So many renounced person is traveling with Gurudev. I will be in their party, then I can serve Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Divine Kapil properly. And next moment, when Gurudev leaves from here, next moment going house, oh, what shall I do? Aham Ekitaro Vibhav. Oh, my parents are quite old. And if I leave this house, then my wife will be like widow. We'll take care for her. And my kids, they're quite small. When I used to come back from my business, then he used to come in broken language, Chad, Sandy, please. So who will take care of them? So now he is in decision. Shall I be in renounced life or in household life? This is called Buddha Vikalpa. When you are doing bhajan, sometimes renunciation comes in our mind, sometimes not. It's called Buddha Vikalpa. After that, Vishaya Sangara. During bhajan, sometimes feel this material thing. Sometimes I overcome of them and sometimes I defeat us. Sometimes we defeated by material desire, sometimes we conquered material desire. It's called Vishaya Sangara. Vishaya means material thing, Sangara means fighting with them. Vishaya Sangara. After that, Taranga Rangini. Taranga Rangini means, after that, Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama means, if you design Sandhi, Niyam plus Akshama, Niyamakshama. You took some vow, I shall do this, do that, and after that, I'll do this, do that, everything. Like in rule and regulation, when you are chanting and doing archan or meditating, you should not give up at that time and should not stood up and should not do other work. If your Gurudev will come, then or an elevated Goswami will come, you have to must give up that service, even you are doing archan of deity, and have to come and respect Gurudev or elevated Goswami, and taking permission from them have to go there. Otherwise, you could not advance in Krishna consciousness. Just like I am giving an example, in ancient India there was a king named Indradyumna. Giving up his household life, he went to jungle and was meditating. At that time, Agastya Rishi was passing through that area. King Agastya Rishi, he opened his eyes once and closed again. Then Agastya Rishi came and told, oh, what kind of bishop you are? I am Agastya Rishi Jagadguru, you are not respecting me. You are sitting like an elephant. You must be elephant. And he became elephant, and you know in Srimad Bhagavatam, the fighting between
elephant and crocodile. The thing is that Dumna Maharaj was elephant. So he took some vow, but could not mention. The Augusta Rishi has come. His duty was to do that and respect him, welcome him. But he could not do so. Therefore, in his mind it was, I took vow that I shall break my vow. This is Niyama Kshama. And Tarangarangini. In Tarangarangini, when he overcomes all these stages, after that he's chanting and sometimes during chanting, remembering, some text is coming from material desire. Then he is defeated by them, but yet he is releasing those text. It's called Tarangarangini. Taranga means waves, Rangini means to play. He has seen that waves of material desire playing, but could not affect him. This anartha, in sadhu stage, this must be there. When in more advanced, in Krishna consciousness, under guidance of a bona fide Gurudev, being in a good association, then he'll overcome of the six stages. Still there are some anarthas there. It's called loy, dikshet, apratipatti, prasai, prasasar. What is loy? Loy means to sleep. Just like Gurudev gave us initiation and told tomorrow Pundarika will do fire sacrifice. Before that you can chant your Gayatri mantras by finger, which Gurudev had showed you. And you will give some outline, you meditate this and that. So you cover your hands with cloth and are meditating. And that time sleep must come. You forget when you start to chant your Gayatri mantras. Sometimes you are chanting, you ever forget that what mantra you were chanting, your mind went to your business. Sometimes your mind went to whom you called 10 days before or 20 years before. Your mind went there. And especially you fall asleep. In meditation or tomorrow you become more sleepy. And when you are hearing Harikatha, I have seen also during Harikatha Gurudev somebody is going to trance. Though they are not in trance in Murulamba, yet they are going in trance. It's also category of loy. And when you do kirtan, then less sleep. Very rare chance for sleeping. So more sleepless will come kirtan to shravan, and more will come shravan to smaran. It's called loy. Dikshet. Dikshet means Dikshet means D means specially, and special way Kshet means obstacle. When we are doing shravan, kirtan, etc., at that time you could not attention properly. It's called Dikshet. Or Pratipatti. What you are hearing from class, from Gurudev and Vaishnavas, could not accept properly, you are hearing, and next moment you forget. It's called apratipatti. Kasai. Though there is no logic except apratipatti, there is some fault. And rasasar, and sometimes material space is coming, it's called rasasar. When all this will go, then bhakti bhavati naishthiti. Then nishtha will come. After the Rishi Asati, etc., we shall hear from Gurudev later on. Hare Krishna. Bansha Kalpa Kurita.
One most important thing of Srila Vishnu Thakur, that he sent Baldev Vidyapu from India. There were so many things in opposition of Radha and Krishna. For Radha Krishna is not married by Indian culture, by reciting mantra and everything. So, in temples, Radha and Krishna are together. And Gaudiya Vaishnava are no Vaishnava Sampradaya. They have no Vaidanta Sutra coming. So, King was very upset, he was disciple of Gaudiya Vaishnava. He sent a message to Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. But he was too old and his judgment wanted to give up Vrindavan. So he sent Baladev Vidyapati. And he went there in a night, he wrote Govinda Bhashya, very real, very authentic, with so many proofs. And he established that O Radha Krishna, love is pure and beautiful. Sat Radha and Krishna together. And he defeated all opposite party of Sri Sampradaya and Sada. So this was the biggest thing. And he did more something. So Vishwanath Chakrabarti Thakur ki, now drama play, they should begin at once. And you should do kirtan of Jai Govinda, Jai Govinda. But jump in a moment.
Jai Jai Murali Manohar Nandalala, Murali Manohar Nandalala, Jai Jai Murali Manohar Nandalala. Jai Jai Govinda Gopala, Murali Manohar Nandalala, Govinda Gopala, Murali Manohar. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Guru De, Jai Guru De, Jai Guru De, Jai Jai Guru De, Jai Guru De, Jai Guru De, Jai Jai, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada, Jai Jai Prabhupada, Jai Prabhupada. Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Bolo Govinda Gopala, Murali Manohar Nandalala, Murali Manohar Nandalala, Jai Jai Govinda Gopala, Murali Manohar Nandalala, Jai Jai Murali Manohar Nandalala, Murali Manohar Nandalala, Murali Manohar Nandalala, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. Sachi Nandan Jaya Gaura Hari Jaya, Sachi Nandan Jaya Gaura Hari. Gaura He, Gaura He, Gaura He, Gaura He. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Jai Sachinandan Jaya Gaura Hari, Sachinandan Jaya Gaura Hari. Hari Bol,
Hare Krishna, just short announcement. The devotees can obtain Sri Gurudev's lectures. We are sending out lectures every day almost. If you have email, please give your email address to Srimati Samarani Didi or Radhika Didi. Also, we will send more reports for anyone who is already receiving on the Harikatha list. They can also subscribe to this new email distribution network and you will receive even more nectar. Only thing you have to do, give your email address to Samarani Didi or Radhika Didi. Also, anyone who wants to distribute flyers for inviting guests and devotees for programs, there is a standard flyer, Samarani Didi. The standard flyer has been made available on floppy disk. Those of you who have centers in Fiji or Sydney or any place in the world, you can obtain floppy disk from Samarani Didi and take it to your place and you can easily use it for invitations for festivals. Hare Krishna. Yeah, they're ready.
Hare Krishna, tomorrow will be fire sacrifice, 8:30 a.m. in Giriraj Gauriya Math. We have taken initiation and requesting them to assemble there and participate in fire sacrifice. Hare Krishna. And today somebody has took initiation, but due to Hari, you could not announce their name. We shall announce their name tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Now Dama, they can start drama, please.
For the pleasure of Srila Gurudev and all the assembled Vaishnavas and Sannyasins, we will try to present a story about one disciple's relationship with her Guru Maharaj, inspired by the story that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told to Sanatana Goswami Pad about the astrologer who approached the poor man with some wonderful news of his father's inheritance. However, he warned him not to search for that wealth in the north, south, or west, but only to dig for that treasure in the east, and thus he would be assured of all success. We have tried to include as much Krishna Tattva as possible, especially Krishna's Rupa Madhuri as described in Vanagi, and the reasons for the appearance of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as described in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela, Chapter 4. So we sincerely hope that you accept our humble offering. Gaura Panandu, Hari Hari Bol.
I'm so unfortunate, Lord, that I have fallen into this material world, that one of your pure and elevated devotees has come to deliver me. Seeing me so fallen and wretched, he took pity on me. Seeing me bereft of everything and just about to give up my life, he gave me some wonderful news, which saved me from new life.
Present.
actually, that treasure is within your very self.
In myself? But how can I realize that though?
It's very easy. Just give up all of your sinful activities and chant the holy names of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the easiest, fastest, and only recommended way of obtaining Krishna prema, love of God, which is the recommended goal of life in this dark age of Kali. So chant and be happy.
Yes, I will certainly try. I was such a fool that I forgot the instructions and I began to deviate towards the south. Hey, Gurudev, I have one question. Well, there's this one boy who I've been observing for quite some time, and his name is Shama Sundardas. He's one of your dear most friends, and he's always showing me really nice ways, and he can sing so nicely. And I was thinking that he would be a very good husband for me, and then I could assist him in his service to you, in Krishna service. And all of our children will offer for Krishna service. And this way I can dedicate my body, mind, and family, and everything I own at your lotus feet.
Oh, my dear darling daughter, don't go in that direction. There are terrible hornets there that will bite you. Don't try to enjoy married life. You have already had uncounted husbands and uncounted children and uncounted lives filled with uncounted misery. Do you want to continue suffering? Actually, I've arranged for one sweet boy to be married to you. He won't cause you any pain and suffering. He will give you eternal bliss. His name is Krishna. He is the most beautiful boy in all of the three worlds. In fact, his beauty cannot be described by comparison. It cannot even be described by words. But I say that. Natabharabhapu, Kanyu, Kanikara, Vibhatvasa, Kanikapusam, Vajayantim, Jamalam, Ranjan, Venu, Ador Sudaya, Ranyan, Dopavinda, Sundaranyan, Vaparamanam, Kavishati, Sakirtihi.
Shama Sundar has now entered the forest of Vendadevi, accompanied by his daughter. The whole forest has become alive. Oh, how beautiful he looks, with his curls of black hair woven into a top knot, decorated with pearls and jewels and crowned with peacock feathers in the shape of a half moon, giving the impression of a rainbow on a newly formed cloud. On his golden chicken barrel, which is most splendidly resplendent, like lightning, adorns his body, his complexion of which certainly defeats the colour of any monsoon cloud. On his broad chest, a beautiful Vajanti mala sings gently and gracefully. He wears a mildly aromatic yellow chimera flower behind his ear, thereby increasing his beauty of his peerless youth. But then I was such a fool that forgetting this, I exclaimed at him tediously,
around this time, I began feeling up to it some more.
Darling daughter, I've noticed every day you're reading one book, very much absorbed in this book. Can you tell me what you're reading?
Well, I found this book on Hatha Yoga, and it's so interesting. I've already begun learning this greatly beneficial process, which is so conducive for Bhakti Yoga. I was thinking that I could take up teaching as a profession, and then I could make so much money for Bhakti in the teachings of it.
Oh, my dear daughter, don't go down that path. There's a very poisonous python there that will devour you. Don't hanker for anything other than what I've given you. I've already given you that highest treasure. Cherish this for the rest of your life. I don't want any money from you. All I want is your pure heart. Remember, I've already offered this to Krishna. If you're unchaste, he may even abandon you. So have one pointed devotion to Krishna. Do you understand?
But then, like a fool, I again became humiliated. And this time, I began to do it towards the death.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came into this world and he gave the Maha Mantra. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Asavidaha, Punar Sudhanita Mitro, Banat Banam, Nama Namano. This mantra is non-different from Radha and Krishna. It is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of his associates. So don't go down that path. There's a terrible ghost there that will possess you and you'll go completely mad. Take my instructions without changing them and follow them to your best of your ability. I guarantee if you'll do that, you will achieve all success.
Oh Gurudev, no matter how hard I try, I cannot follow your instructions. Somehow or other, I always become deviated. Show me the path by which I will never become deviated.
Don't worry. Follow me. In the east, there is a very beautiful place known as the Lok Vrindavan. It is Chinmaya, transcendental, made of Chintamani. All the trees and all the cows there are Kalpavriksha. They will fulfill all of your desires. Krishna resides in this place with all of his friends. They love to play and dance and joke and have fun together. They are completely absorbed in Sakyarana.